Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Seat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome along. Midweek Beat Breakfast Week is buzzing along nicely.
Yeah, good morning to you. Happy hump day. It is, as you said, Wednesday. And it's Niall and Joe and Killian with you. Well, we've been here for the last hour, Niall, just keeping the ship moving.
Buzzing. Yeah. Why are you walking around like a 92-year-old lady today?
Because I did 2 days in the gym
for the
first time in about a year.
You mentioned
maybe.
It.
I know.
Yeah, have you been to the gym?
Can I just say, I thought yous were my friends. Like, I thought as friends, there was a level of support that was kind of just a given.
But well, it's the endless loop of, I'm back in the gym, I'm in bits, but I'm going to be hot. And then that lasts for about 2 weeks. And then we take a break for 3 months. And then I'm back in the gym, I'm in bits. You know, it's a loop.
Yeah, I'm supportive, fair play to you. I think you don't need to go to the gym in the first place. But it's this whole thing is in like, oh, I can't get up.
I can't.
I went back to the gym. Yeah, all right, sure. You said it about 600 times yesterday.
I can't even get down onto the toilet without holding onto the wall. That's how bad it is. Can I just go back to what you said?
Second one.
Back her up there, hon.
Yeah,
do you know what you said?
What?
I'm going to get hot, you said.
That's what you say. Whereas I think you're always hot. There you go, get out of that one, Killian.
Yeah.
I think you're hot
you're
all
hot,
the time.
You're hot today anyway.
Yeah, look at you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to do my bit. Actually, do you know what? I'm going to take this on a serious note. You may roll that back. I actually, as much as I'm like, yeah, Radio Awards in a few weeks and I'm going to Ibiza and all that, I've actually realised my poor little head needs the exercise.
You need to be shouted at.
I don't know. I just need to be motivated and I need a little
we
bit
can
of
shout
like,
at you.
No, I don't want you to shout at me. You give me enough
apparently
grief.
There's an angry lady shouts at me. I have to go to the angry lady tonight.
Don't say that. No, angry in a, like, come on, you've got this show. You've got this. You can do it. Anyway, look it. I just feel like my little head needs it. And I think anybody listening that goes to work out will understand that sometimes you just need to, you need to reset.
Yeah,
basically.
Your muscles not so much, but your head needs it.
No, exactly.
Anyway, best of luck to you.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Hope it goes well.
It's a vicious cycle. We should be back again in a few weeks.
It's a loop. Anyway, it's cold out there this morning. You might need the vest. That's the warning. But it looks like it's going to be a nice sunny morning across the region. So that's the good news. Plenty going on today. We'll cover it all. And we got another chance to win plus a dilemma to tackle between now and 10. Good morning.
Morning.
Our esteemed news editor Aoife Kearns has officially declared it autumn and she's gone all out on autumn. She has browns and oranges today. I don't know if you noticed.
Well, part of the reason is it was her birthday on Friday and for her birthday, a friend of hers gave her a new pair of wine-coloured docks.
Oh, okay.
So, and then yesterday she was, I'm giving all her information out. Yesterday she was at the Mountain View Market in Kilkenny and she got that kind of autumnal fleece.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But it's a dramatic shift, isn't it, from Friday to today?
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
Did she do anything else this weekend, do you know?
Did she?
Since you're a secretary there.
She celebrated her birthday on Saturday night in Waterford.
What did she go for food or what?
Yeah, she went for food. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on the pulse, Killian. Yeah. I'm on the pulse.
The other thing you need to know this morning is, of course, it is back to college day for so many people. My Facebook feed was filled with the pictures of cars being packed for treks to Dublin and Cork with all the possessions in the back of it.
I was passing by the Quays in Wexford last night and I remember doing that journey so well, and they were standing there by the bus stop and like looking a little bit like nervous and that feeling of anticipation. You'll be grand.
It's so exciting.
Yes, it'll be absolutely
if you're off
grand.
To college this morning. Yeah. Good luck and enjoy it. Right.
Start your day laughing. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with your mates.
Okay, I want to take you back to, actually, let's go back to Friday when we separated and went our ways. So we finished the show at 10 o'clock. And as you know, we'd made quite a bit of a fuss on Friday about the arrival of summer in the southeast. And I won't lie to you, I was sweating for a few hours. I really was. Because, you know, we had promised one half one and it got to 1 o'clock and I went up to Show at her desk and I said, Show, if that sun doesn't come out in the next half hour, we won't be able to walk the streets this weekend. But sure enough, and even our Audrey, our front of house manager, was up to 90 over it because I had promised her the Bahamas when she left work at half one.
We kept saying, it's coming, Audrey. Yeah. Summer is coming. Yeah.
So eventually we got out of here about two and sure enough, that waft of heat hit me. It was like getting off that Ryanair flight in Spain and the pockets of sunshine were appearing. And I was very tired after a long long week. It was the perfect afternoon for a nap, but I says, nope, I'm going to make the best of summer in the southeast. It's the, because when it's gone.
It's gone. Yeah.
So I put on the shorts and I headed into a town in Waterford City to sample and savour some of the harvest.
He just wanted to see the summer, like see it in all its glory.
I feel it.
At this point, I was on the way through Ballinabula and we hit 25 degrees at about 2:30, wasn't it? I was like, ah, here we are, lads. Here
you want to hear the voice notes she was sending me. She was delirious with excitement.
I was so happy that I could actually go downtown that evening. And the amount of people that went, yous were right, show. Yeah. Yous were right.
So we were, thankfully. So yeah, into town, in the shorts, wandered around, really enjoyed the Harvest Fest. Great vibe around Waterford City. Did me messages, got some food, and eventually, guys, it's time to go home. And I said, I'll get the bus home. So I went to the bus stop and I was standing at the bus stop. It was very busy now, I have to say. There's a lot of people around. There's a lot of international students, which I thought a bit late in the summer, but they must be here for something. Anyway, yeah. I was surrounded and I was just leaning against the lamppost, minding my own business, okay? And it was one of those lampposts in Waterford City that had flower pots at the top.
Oh, lovely, yeah. A fancy one.
And all of a sudden, I heard it before I saw it or smelt it. I heard a splat. And I just kind of quickly glanced down and I saw my T-shirt had a very large, brown, wet bird turd splashed down.
Bird turd. Yeah. How did you even come up with that?
And my first thought was I closed my eyes and went, oh my Christ. Not the runners. I was wearing my favourite Puma runners. Okay, I was like, not please, not the runners. And you know the way you, like, if you get it on some of the runners, you can wipe it off. But if you get it on the laces, you're screwed. White laces. Anyway, hadn't got the runners, but my entire top was covered in this brown turd, bird turd. And the Spanish students started laughing at me.
Oh,
okay,
really?
They saw it and they started sniggering. And I knew that I couldn't understand what they were saying, but I knew they were sniggering at me. And I won't lie to you, lads, I didn't really know what to, I did not want brown on my blue T-shirt.
Did you have a tissue or anything?
Nope.
No. Okay. So
no.
did you just let the bird turd dry in?
No, I didn't. I panicked, and I decided to wipe it back on the lamppost.
Oh no!
So I was like this.
Right? Oh no! I'm scarlet for you.
And the Spanish students were still laughing at me, and by this stage, more people were gathering, kind of laughing. I tried to wipe it off, and in the end, it didn't really come off. It just stayed kind of wet, and I just said, "I'll walk away now. I mightn't get the bus. I'll get the next one because too many people had seen me." But
you wiped bird.
Is there not a shop nearby, with a serviette or anything?
A serviette.
No. Yeah. No. I mean, unless I went into the Granville Hotel and asked for a napkin or something.
Yeah.
The Granville
that
Hotel.
Would have been the obvious thing to do. I was in the Apple Market once, or whatever you call it. Where the book centre is? Is that Apple Market?
That is, we old people call it Red Square, John Robert Square.
John Robert Square, and there's a coffee dock kind of shop, and they've got those kind of flags
Lovely
and panels.
Woman runs that, yeah.
And I was standing than a pigeon.
Did it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know the thing they say, right? And I know I'm going to get loaded and it's good luck, Niall.
Meant to be good luck.
I didn't feel very lucky, and no luck came my way over the weekend.
The actual moment that you get bird turd on you is not good luck, but what happens in the aftermath will be.
So you 3 days.
Doesn't matter, you were at home for the weekend. You have to go out in order to experience luck. So honestly, there's something that's going to happen to you. I swear to God, I got
Might
bird turd.
The cash machine.
Well, you can't enter the cash machine. But I got bird turd when I was 15.
Okay.
And
are you going to tell me you got good luck afterwards?
Because
you might be the first person in the world I've ever heard that from.
I did, because at the time I had applied to do a summer course in Dublin, a drama thing, and I didn't get in. And then they rang me the following week and said there was a place, and that was the bird turd.
Where did the bird turd on you?
My shoulder.
Okay, because I read online that they said it has to be on your head for you to get the good luck.
That's close enough to my head. Shoulder.
If you read it on Facebook, it must be true.
Yeah, exactly.
It was Google, actually. It was Google.
I want you to report back in the next few weeks when you're
We'll keep an eye on Luck Watch with Niall.
Yeah,
Luck
I've moved desk, so you're in luck there.
There you
won't have to listen to me.
That's something. He's further away from me.
That happened before the turd, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel, I don't believe necessarily the luck thing, because I don't feel it yet, but maybe it's still to come.
Well, you might have done yourself a disservice by wiping it on a lamppost. I don't know if that's outdone.
Sorry to Waterford City Council workers. If there's any turd on a lamppost, sorry. Yeah. I had to do something.
Quite disturbing.
So that was my pretty much weekend off to a bang, off to a flying start. I've already made enemy with the Waterford board.
Yeah.
We're going to hear a little bit more about your weekend next, lads, because I know you want to test me, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
You want to test me. But if you're someone who had good luck after a bird pooped on you, Good.
Yeah, nobody's had any luck with bird turd.
No, you're the only one who ever had good luck after a bird pooped on you.
I'm just such a positive person. Yeah. I would find any reason to
You turn manure into luck. That's you. You turn every bit of manure into good luck.
Okay, let's talk about myself and Killian's weekend, and let's put you to the test, because obviously your bird turd story was very real and it was very raw and it was very stinky. So we wanted to, I suppose, challenge you with our weekends and for you to tell us what really happened in our weekend. We're going to play a round of two truths, one lie.
Okay.
Killian, so, you're going first.
So am I?
These are things that happened over the weekend. Two of them are real and one of them is not. Is that
that is fact. And I haven't been chatting to any of you really over the weekend.
No.
They've just been very busy.
I saw your stories though, so I was keeping an eye. Like, I might have done some research and prep on this.
Okay.
Ready to go? Let's do it.
So number one is I bought a new suit pants because when we're gigging we have to wear like a suit pants and white shirt and dicky bowl. But lately, I didn't have a suit
belt.
No, it wasn't my belt. It was, I always wore cargos because I didn't have a suit pants. Just because I hate suit pants. I'm like, I'm very fat, like in the legs. So like,
no, you're not.
As in, I have no movement. So I was like, here, I'm just gonna buy a pair. So I spent 80 quid in a suit pants.
Good.
And when I was wearing them, I was like, grand. But there's very low mobility in them. So when I was packing up and bending down to pick up my pedals and my guitar, the arse went down my trousers.
In your first weekend wearing them?
Yes, they weren't the most flexible pair of pants, and they weren't as loose on me as I thought they would be. So that's one thing that happened.
Okay, number two.
I hit my poor Lee Roadie.
Hit your balls.
My mom was on the phone and I said I'd do a gesture like the DX and the wrestling gesture.
I wasn't expecting to get in this.
I didn't know your mom was going to be involved.
She was on the phone and I was recording myself doing like messing with her when she was on the phone, and I went like this and I hit my anyone who watched wrestling, they know the DX little thing, you know, the whoa.
Yeah, no.
So I wasn't really sore. Was the one
that
overpowered
you? I was very sore because it was kind of comeuppance and it was karma because I was videoing myself doing it.
I did see again on your story where you're filming your mom cutting the grass. Yeah. You were wrecking our head this weekend.
Yeah, I was.
I know that.
And then
Number three.
I fell in the shower again and I whacked my head. There's actually still a lump on it after like the thermometer thing. Like my shower at
thermostat,
home.
Thermostat, is that what they called it?
Thermostat, yeah. So I slipped. I was dancing, like boogieing along, and
you gotta stop moving in the shower.
I've never fallen in the shower, and this fella seems
that's
to do
the
it
second
every
time
days.
In 2 months now. My shoulder didn't pop out this time, which is very good, but I did whack my head off the back of the thermostat.
It was a very unfortunate weekend, really.
I had no injuries apart from bird shite.
Okay, go on.
I mean, all of them are quite possible with you because you're a bit of a clut at times, aren't you? But I think I'm going to go with the balls, that you didn't hit yourself in the balls.
Oh, no, Lee Roadie.
You're wrong. That's true.
Yeah, you see, he's always going around doing that move.
Sore. I have it on video. I don't think I saved it, or maybe I did.
What's the lie then?
The lie is the suit pants didn't rip.
Ah, okay. Yeah, okay.
They stayed intact.
I thought that was a bit too obvious after the belt issue a few weeks ago.
And 80 quid would be an awful waste.
Well, it nearly went like. There was no mobility in my pants bending down. Just letting you know, lads, if anyone wants, if anyone was there, they'd tell you as well.
Okay. No mobility.
No mobility in his pants, if anyone has any solutions to that. Right, show, over to you.
Okay. Obviously, it was a big weekend in the Lyons household because my parents celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. So, a couple of stories. On Saturday, I was tasked with the balloons. And I had to collect the balloons from the shop and deliver them to the location on Saturday morning. And a bit of a kerfuffle to try and get the balloons in the first place because I didn't have the docket. So, she didn't really know whether or not to give me the balloons. But then eventually, I got a... Niall's taking notes. Eventually, I got a WhatsApp message from my mom and she accepted. So it was quite traumatic even getting from the shop to the door with the balloons.
How many balloons?
I think there was about like maybe 15 of 16 altogether, two sets. But as I was walking out, a man stepped out of the way to let me pass by. And you know, with those balloons, and they kind of like trail behind you. So I was trying to get them out of the door of the shop. And as I was walking out, I tripped and just went down on one knee, but very successfully managed to hang on to my balloons. So I felt like I was in Up.
I know, it would have been the worst thing in the world if you let them go and this went off into the sky.
Exactly. So all good.
Okay.
I didn't have any injuries. Number two, last night I was a bit tired and emotional and delicate after my fabulous Saturday night with my mum and dad, Saturday night. And as I would normally do at the weekend, I decided to get a takeaway. And I ordered sushi and dumplings, which are kind of like gyozas.
Mm.
Oh, they're lovely. Lovely, and they come in with like a kind of soy sauce. Number three, on Saturday before I left for the golf club in Wexford, I was getting changed and out of the shower, and I know I always do this, and I don't know how many times this is going to happen to me before I realise that I do need to close the blinds in the townhouse. But I was moisturising, and my neighbour Paddy, not his real name because we just like to protect his privacy here, Paddy may have looked up as he was pulling out of the driveway and might have seen me moisturising.
Your boobies.
Yeah.
Ditties.
There we go.
Lucky Paddy.
And he kept his eyes on the road.
Eyes on the road.
Fair play, Paddy.
Good man, Paddy.
Good man, Paddy. All of them, again, a possibility with you. because my most beloved colleagues are both klutz. But I'm going to go with Paddy. Not that it wouldn't happen, but I just don't think it happened yesterday.
Yeah. Same.
Really?
Yeah. It's too obvious.
It's on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday, yeah.
You're wrong.
Was it?
Yeah. I can't believe you didn't get this.
Okay.
Think about me. No, it was the takeaway. Sushi. I would not order a sushi after being... No, I got Chinese.
Yeah, you should know this.
I'm quite...
I would not order a sushi when I'm
so
delicate.
Paddy saw your boobies.
Yes, I'm quite...
Sorry, we bypassed that too quickly.
I'm talking about our dumplings here.
Yeah, dumplings. I'm quite disappointed in you, Niall.
I know you like sushi.
I do like sushi, but
it
wouldn't
not
be,
when you're delicate.
You see, Niall, you didn't. It was a swerve, a curveball there, and you missed an opportunity.
Paddy, the curveball.
God, I don't know. It was the ditties and the dumplings and the balloons.
Top of the morning. Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
It's all the stuff. That's what we do.
That's
what we do. I was trying to think, like, what are we doing now? And then I remember it's just another one of the show sagas, isn't it? It's just another saga. You're going to land on me and Killian like you do every day.
No, this was actually Killian that said we need to talk about this.
Well, yeah, because it's a bit disgraceful that you can't cook a meal at your age.
You get at your age.
Whoa!
Yeah. I don't mean it that way, but like...
A grown adult.
Like even someone in their 20s, if they can't make a meal for themselves. Come on now.
Yeah. I can't make a meal.
And you're not excusing this, Niall.
I know. I've got to be really careful here. I can't throw too many mudslinging.
I said, did you cook over the weekend? Yeah, I boiled two eggs.
Two eggs in a mug.
I slaved over the pot there for half an hour watching
them boil. 9 minutes it took to boil those eggs. Anyway, this isn't about me, Killian.
No, and Niall is in the last cause, literally. Yeah. Like, I have cooked, I do, but like...
You send us sometimes the dishes and look... It's an effort, I suppose.
I play a little game of rate my plate with Niall. Yeah. And he's not really, he doesn't really bite very much on it. You're not very impressed by what I cook.
Yeah.
Anyway, tonight.
She's doing a dinner party.
No.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No,
it's a dinner party.
Let's not hype it up. My lovely Uncle Barry is over from London, was over for my parents' anniversary last week, and he's always been so good to us. He's the one that has the he introduced us to Ibiza, so and he's
you want to spoil him by cooking food for him. That's your solution.
He's my godfather as well. Okay, he's the godfather. He deserves a meal. Mamma mia. He deserves a meal before he goes back to London. So I offered. He hasn't seen my new house, and I offered to cook for him, and now I'm regretting it. Yeah. No, I wouldn't say screwed.
You are screwed. You are.
Not much belief here.
I went to her house one day.
Yeah.
And I've never felt so sorry for a child in all my life than I did for Eve.
What did she get for dinner?
She got spaghetti coops. I don't know if they're cold or hot. Brown bread and a bit of sliced cucumber. And that was dinner for Eve. And I said to
spaghetti hoots and cucumber.
I said, call social services. This is not right. This is not right for a growing child. What age is your child? 9, 10?
Grown.
Killian.
And you're giving her spaghetti hoops and a bit of cucumber.
I'm going to kill you.
You can't be throwing that up now to your godfather. You can't. It's just not acceptable.
I'm not going to give my godfather spaghetti hoops and brown bread, but like a child.
And her cucumber.
She's a picky eater.
She's not that bad, but the cucumber is just to get a bit of veg in. Yeah. Any parent will know. You do what you can. You do whatever you can to get a bit of veg into them,
yeah,
right?
You make up a proper meal instead of going to the microwave with a bit of spaghetti hoops and cutting up a mini cucumber.
Well, I gave her a bit of food that I thought she'd eat. Yeah. I'd rather she eat it than not. I'm not here to defend my parents.
No. Okay. So what are you thinking for Uncle Barry?
I was thinking probably like a lasagna or
so generic. Oh, it's so simple as well. Come on, you have to impress. It's the Godfather.
It's the God. It's El Godfather.
I have all the time at home.
No, you want more. No. I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Like, I was going to go lasagna, but really, you've shut that down, haven't you? So, like,
it's like a ready meal, isn't it?
No, it's not. Says Mr. Ready Meal.
I know.
I was going to do like lasagna, and then actually I was going to do an Italian theme, like lasagna, do a little side salad and some garlic bread, and then do like a tiramisu. Not make it.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know what to do with you. I think we need some critical help here.
Okay.
Critical help is needed this morning, Kitty. I am not the one to offer it, I'm afraid. So I tell you what would be helpful would be some suggestions of easy dishes for you.
Mm.
And what would be helpful is there a chef out there? Is there a chef among
for
us?
For the Godfather.
It's El Godfather that we're preparing for. Is there a chef that can help show with a few tips this morning for just like something she can whip up for El Godfather?
To impress El Godfather.
Yeah. Any help would be appreciated, because what we don't want is to send wonderful Uncle Barry back on the flight to London with the scutters. Let's be honest. We do not want to do that.
I only gave someone the scutters once because the mince was, I didn't realise it was out of date.
This is what we're dealing with. Any help.
Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Right, time for Beat the Bomb with Club 54, Carlo's newest performance and events venue. VIP tables, bottle service, midweek events for students and all on their socials at Club 54 Carlo. And giving it a go this morning is Orla. Hey Orla, how are you?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Oh, we're good.
So yeah, you text in for a laugh, did you? They never ring me.
Absolutely, literally said it. I'm in work and I'm with my friend Claudia and I was like, definitely not going to ring me.
And how does it feel now that you're here?
I'm absolutely terrified, I won't lie.
Don't be terrified, you're only chatting to
us. Is Claudia going to help you with the answers?
I really hope so.
I'll do my best.
She'll do her best, okay.
Hi, Claudia.
What kind of work are you doing, can we ask?
We're designers, so graphic design.
Oh! Handy with an owl felt.
What's your favourite font?
Ooh, probably a bit of a Helvetica.
Oh, I love the Helvetica.
A classic, a staple, Orla.
You are welcome to Beat Breakfast. You have passed the test.
Thank you.
Come here, Orla, you've just graduated from college, yeah?
I have, yeah. I haven't officially graduated yet. I was in SETU in Carlow, so I graduate next month, I think.
Oh, it's a lovely place. How's the Starbucks in there? I used to love that. You get tea for 90 cents.
Did you?
Yeah, it's great, I have to say. Yeah.
90 cents? That's really good. You get a free here, though.
Yeah, but still, it's sort of like being a student getting something for 90 cents.
Yeah, of course.
Now, she'll also ask you when we called you there. She's in need tonight because she has to cook this dinner. Have you any tips or advice for Orla? You're handy in the kitchen, are you? You said.
Oh God, I'm all right. Yeah, I kind of just go to the press and grab any sort of herbs and spices that sound a bit fancy and slap them in the pot.
There
to be
go.
Honest.
Just
I don't know. I don't
herbs.
Think
That's
I'm.
What you need herbs.
I have a load of herbs, but I don't know what to do. With it. I might be. I don't know. That sounds like to me. That sounds like you're a pro. You know that you know. No. Okay. And any dish that you would suggest.
What's your best dish, Orla?
Oh gosh, the pressure now. Mm. I love a good carbonara.
Oh, right up our street.
It's hard to get right, though, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I had an Italian au pair, and she made it fresh from scratch and it was delicious, so she left her recipe behind.
That's what you need. That's what Tom needs, an Italian au pair.
So Eve needs more on cucumbers and spaghetti hoops for the past year.
I'm not going to suggest that.
Okay, look, we'll get to this. Let's give it a lash. Orla and Claudia, do your best and I hope the question suits you, and we'll start the clock.
Beat the Bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Okay girls, what name is given to someone who studies the stars?
An astrologist?
Yeah, we'll take it. Astronomer. What is the largest country in Scandinavia?
Sweden.
Yes. In what sport was Muhammad Ali a champion in?
Boxing.
Is right. What is the capital of Hawaii?
Honolulu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. What are Cruella de Vil's favourite dogs?
Dalmatians.
Yes. How many minutes are there in 4 hours?
Skip that one.
That's okay. It's 240. At Walsh Park is the GAA stadium in which Irish county?
Skip.
That's Waterford. Who directed Titanic?
Christopher Nolan.
No, it's James Cameron. The Commonwealth Games are held in which British city?
London.
No, they're actually in Glasgow. What do the letters FOMO stand for?
Fear of missing out.
Yes. What is the Irish name for County Meath?
do that. No, skip, please.
It's container me. What animal is known as the king of the jungle?
The lion. The lion.
Yes. What is the name of a house made from ice?
Big
clue. Is right. The 2002 movie 8 Mile is a semi-biographical story of what rapper?
Eminem.
Yes, in the popular 2011 series Game of Thrones, what is the sigil of House Stark?
A boar.
It's direwolf. I'm going to give you another one there because the lads are laughing at me and I'm just a little bit drunk.
Sorry, what did you call it?
A sigil.
A sigil.
A sigil.
A sigil.
A sigil.
A sigil.
Sigil. It's a sigil. Sorry, Orla. I meant a sigil there. You're going to get this one, Orla, because you had an Italian au pair. What is the Italian word for a pie?
Oh, come on now. Think really Italian. Just think of Italian food.
Pie.
Come on.
Pie.
It's a weird one.
It's kind of... It's I like a big...
Pizza?
Yes, it's pizza.
Yeah, pizza is the Italian for pie.
You learn something new every day, eh? You got 10 points this morning, Orla and Claudia, so well done. That's a good score.
Job,
and you got
girls.
Your daily prize, you all right?
Terrible.
That's not terrible. Double figures.
It's not terrible at all. And do you know what? I know you said you were really nervous, but I loved to hear you having the crack. Like, you were enjoying it.
You've made our morning.
Aww. Aww, girls, you've made ours.
Well,
thank you.
Enjoy
so
your
much.
Nights out. We've got those sorted for you in the coming weeks. And back to work. Back
have
to
a great
designing.
Day, okay?
Talk to you later. Cheers. Bye, bye, bye. There you go. That's the girls that got 10. You can play again tomorrow with Club 54 and you'll find them on socials at Club 54 Carlo.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. Can't get you out
of my head, What's Mead again in Irish?
Thank God Clarissa Cora is coming back.
Don't make me do it again.
Do it again.
Like if it... Conte na mi. Conte
on V.
No, well, it says na here.
Yeah, well, yeah, on V. Conte na V.
Conte na V.
Stop saying it. Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Not what I expected.
What is that?
El Godfather is coming for that dinner in the Lions household.
It's Uncle Barry coming for dinner tonight.
Okay, before we go to the phones, I don't know what that was. Let's get some of the thoughts coming in on this. Quee has been on to us.
Morning, guys. Okay, show. Bear with me. You need a slow cooker, okay? You're going to do a stew or something like that, something that looks really impressive. Put all the ingredients in the morning, and walk away. Walk away from it and leave it there and take it out in the evening time and everything will be done and it'll all be really like tender and the meat will be falling apart and serve that up, you'll be really impressed. Definitely slow cook something. So quick, so easy for you, okay? On the parenting side of things, yeah, hon, fed is best. Don't care what we give our kids. Any bit of veg they'll eat, if all they'll eat is spaghetti hoops and brown bread, feed them spaghetti hoops and brown bread. I'm with you there on that one. Bye, guys.
That's my girl now.
Look, some problems. Some problems with your theory.
Yeah, it's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant suggestion. I ain't got a slow cooker in my house and I've already left. It's 8:26. So I'm not back there.
Only got about 4 hours left. Okay.
But I like your thinking.
A few other quick ones then. This is what I was thinking. Do the Mrs. Doubtfire thing, you know, where you just order from the fancy restaurant Chinese and then lay it out on the table as if you made it yourself.
No, I'm not going to cheat.
Deirdre says steak and chips, simple and easy, just a well done steak, can't go wrong. Paul, now this actually makes me hungry.
Sorry, the Godfather, he don't like steak.
He do not like the steak, unfortunately.
Dear Lord, apologies.
Paul
apologies.
Says get 2 fillets of sea bass, put in the tin foil, add chopped peppers, red onion, cherry tomatoes and garlic, wrap up the tin foil in the oven, 180, 40 minutes. Simples.
That sounds really nice. That's a good
and
one.
You know what? That kind of tinfoil stuff is really, really simple. I did over the weekend, I was telling you, just roasted vegetables.
Yeah.
I chopped them up, bit of olive oil and a bit of paprika, and then just a chicken breast in the oven.
Stunning.
And it was lovely.
And last one from Mary, autumn meal for your show. Soup, red peppers, red onion, carrots, boil up with a veg stock, blend, serve with brown bread. Then cottage pie with grated cheese and onion on top. Then apple tart and custard.
Who said that?
That's from Mary.
Mary, God, if I could sit down, if I wasn't wasn't in agony, I'd sit down. I wouldn't be able to.
Are you doing multiple courses?
No, I'm doing a main course and I'm doing a bought dessert, a tiramisu.
Okay, yeah.
tiramisu.
Now, here's our professional help.
Oh, yeah.
He has the papers, he told us. Yeah. William, good morning. How are you?
Ciao bella, guys.
Ciao bella. Welcome to Beat the Breakfast. It was only fitting that we went to somebody with a qualification. As Niall said, you've got the papers. Mm. You are a chef. What should I do?
Cook from the heart. That's what I would say. That's simple as ever.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds great, but what does it mean?
Yeah, come on, William. Like, that's not going to help when she's slaving over.
She can't go into Tesco and say, can I have a heart dinner, please?
Well, you could buy a heart.
William.
Stuffed heart is actually quite nice.
No, William.
Go down that road.
The Godfather does not want stuffed heart. No, for the Godfather.
Like, for me, if I was cooking for family and stuff, a really, really nice one that gets everyone every time is stout canned chicken. Can't go wrong, easy as hell. Moist, succulent, beautiful. I recommend.
I love moist and succulent.
Is that breast you're talking about? Like chicken breast?
Leave the breast alone.
Breast, the thighs, the whole job, lads. The whole chicken. Half a smell of Guinness up the arse of the chicken, for the want of the word.
Okay.
And pour the other half of the liquid into a pot and reduce it. And when you're getting near finished time of cooking, start basting your skin with the stout, the reduced stout with the skin and chicken and all that. Ooh. And I tell you, it's to die for. If I do it in my family, everyone has it. They love it.
Well, does it sound manageable, Shel?
Doesn't sound basic though, William. It sounds you're basting and everything and you're sticking it up.
But Gino De Campo always says, minimum effort, maximum satisfaction.
If Gino says it, then it is true.
And the William in Wexford. Jeez, William, I don't know. I'm going to take your heart comment and I'm going to take that into the kitchen tonight.
From the heart, that's what you need to do, from the heart. Okay. So it's cucumber and spaghetti hoops.
Bolognese or something like that. You know, you could go down them kind of roads, but like I said, just cook from the heart. Cook what
heart.
You know how to cook and what your capabilities have and all that. And you can't go wrong, you know?
Yeah.
William, from me to you, ciao.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella, guys.
Ciao, Bella.
Are you all right, Joe, there? Okay.
So, just thank you this morning. I was just replying to all of the lovely people who sent us the messages to suggest what I should cook for Uncle Barry. Uncle Barry has been in touch.
El Godfather. Uncle Barry. Okay, we've got an update from El Godfather, Uncle Barry, about tonight's dinner party.
Concerning the drama this morning about what to cook Uncle Barry for dinner this evening, I feel as Uncle Barry, I must suggest that my favourite dish is beef Wellington.
Ooh.
Problem for you is it is fierce complicated and would likely knock you bandy. So you might have to stick to lasagna or something.
Knock your bandy.
That must be. El Godfather is not actually Italian, he's Scottish.
Yeah. I do love beef Wellington, but you haven't a hope on.
Is that pastry?
It's pastry and it's a pate and it's very complicated. But thank you, El Godfather, for the update.
He spoke.
Lasagna it is, or spaghetti hoops with cucumber. One or the other.
Oh, for you.
In the meantime.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
You want to talk to me about cheese, and I'm actually okay with that. I heard Aoife had a story in the news yesterday about how addicted this country is to cheese, that people dream about it.
And also, I don't know if you can confirm or deny this, Killian, but I was at a wedding fair last year and they said that cheese is now a more popular, call it, dessert. No, than cake. Like people are
like
having
cheese,
like,
boards.
No, the people are actually having like cakes, but they're cheese. You know, like you're cutting the cheesecake.
I love cheese.
Are you talking about cheesecake?
No,
cheese?
Niall. You're looking at me now as if I've gone completely crazy.
No, I've
crazy.
Been to weddings. Myself, I'll name and shame you here. Myself and Orla Rappel from the Sunday Grill were at a friend's wedding a few years ago. And they did the dinner and it was gorgeous. Starter, main, dessert. But later on, the table came out with all the cheese on it. This is at 11 o'clock in the wedding. And I swear to God,
hopped off it.
I just like,
brie in my mouth, a bit of camembert,
yeah. And a bit of cheddar.
No. This is like instead of you having a wedding cake, you have a whole. It's like a wheel. Can someone tell me like that? I'm not crazy. A cheese wheel, and it comes out, and the bride and groom.
I'd prefer an assiette.
Oh no, don't.
It feels fancy.
Do you know how I feel about an assiette?
OG cheese, like just. a sliced cheese.
Oh, I walk past the fridge, yeah. I'll have an easy single, or I'll have a little bit of cheddar or something. Yeah, like
we
an easy
were
single.
Chatting about the kind of housemate thing yesterday, and Jolene from News said that she was living in a house in college and she had a block of cheese, and her housemate just came and it was like a block of Kilmeade, and he just took a bite of it, wrapped it back up.
That's grim.
I don't think I'd love cheese that much. Like.
That's fine if it's your own cheese.
No, I'm going to stop you there. There's no place on earth for somebody that eats cheese as a whole.
A nibble on the corner.
This person took a bite. You don't get a block of cheese and bite into it. Not right. Honestly, who said? I said.
Times change, and you don't need to be getting a knife out all the time.
Times change. Yeah. It's nothing to do with times. You just don't. That's not how you treat cheese.
Respect the cheese.
They're respecting the cheese in London. There is a secret society, and it is for cheese enthusiasts, right? It's called the Cheese Masons, and it's brought to the UK by this UK or US snack called Cheez-It. Basically, a load of celebrities turned up to this glitzy lunch. They got cheese tattoos. They ate cheese all night. They got like pictures taken with cheese.
Okay, what celebrities? Impress me. Here we go now. Stand back. Sit down, everybody. Like what celebrities? Well, are we talking A-listers? We're talking to Julie Roberts.
Hang on. Yeah. Pussycat Doll.
Nicole. I bet it wasn't Nicole.
Can you name any other?
Kimberly Wyatt.
Okay.
Love Island's Molly Smith.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one was she again?
Molly was the really hot one that went out with Tom.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Rylan.
Ryan turns up to everything.
X Factor guy.
Yeah,
but he's also really a radio presenter. And that's it.
Okay, so one Pussycat Doll, Rylan, and a Love Islander. And all the celebs were out.
Got their cheese tattoos.
It was like the VMAs.
They posed. Do you know what? If I had been invited to that, I would have gone like a hot snot.
Yeah.
A whole event dedicated to cheese. Yeah. Now, is there anybody out there that had a cheese wheel for their wedding? Or have you been to a wedding with a cheese wheel?
Cheese wheel or no cheese wheel?
So you're telling me there's not one person in the Southeast in our whole, like a lot of people listen to the show, not one of you out there has had cheese for dessert at a wedding? A wheel? Anything?
I think you dreamt this. I think you ate cheese late one night and then you dreamt of, you were at a wedding and a cheese wheel came out instead of your assiette. Cheese table, great.
It happens all the time. Cheese table, Niall. I'm telling you, there's such a thing as a cheesecake. A cake.
I know what a cheesecake is.
I'm crying. Cheese wheel. All right, no one has one. Big deal. Hoo ha. Move on.
I don't believe it, though.
Okay, right, before I wrap this show up, before I put it on the road, before we head for the door.
I am so mad.
You're just so mad because you're dreaming something into existence that isn't there.
I'm not. I'm telling you, there's companies that do this and everything.
So you're telling me that at the end of my meal, after I've had me beef and me starter, you're not going to bring me something sweet like a bit of meringue or a bit of ice cream. You're going to bring a cheese wheel out and that's what I have to eat.
Even though
I love cheese.
No, maybe you get your dessert as part of the meal, but you know when the couple cut the cake,
they're cutting cheese.
I swear to God, I'm leaving this show today and I'm just not satisfied with the outcome in any way, shape or form. Ryan was on from Wexford. Don't worry, show. My colleague had one at her wedding.
Yeah,
that's not good enough.
Pictorial evidence, please. What was it? What are you talking about? Are you talking about a cheesecake, a regular cheesecake?
No, a cake that looks like a cake, but it's actually made of cheese. Like it could be brie, camembert, cheddar, whatever. Okay, you go.
Kim was on as well. It wasn't just a wheel. It was a full cheesecake with layers, dressed with figs and flowers, and sold in some of the local supermarkets.
Yes.
Cheesecake.
No, figs. Figs are a good accompaniment to actual cheese. Cow cheese. Cheese made from cows. Okay? That's what we're talking about.
She's mad.
It's cow cheese. I'm coming back to this. I'm not satisfied, as I said, with you.
You're going to have to go to Pettit's and buy one and bring it in. £350 it says. Anyway. Get up.
You in the morning. Beat breakfast.
Beat breakfast this morning. Yeah. Waking up in the morning.
Wake up with your mates, Niall and Show.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Now, we're doing this show together, me and Show, just over 3 years, as you know. And if you haven't worked it out yet, she's a bit mad, okay? I think that's fair to say, aren't you? Like, in a fun way. Eccentric is probably the word. A little bit eccentric, odd.
You said recently life is always exciting
sure
when
is.
I'm around.
Never a dull moment. Yeah. Okay. And she comes up with these ideas and games, and sometimes we have to kind of restrain her a bit, and sometimes we support her and encourage her. Like, for example, yesterday, we were coming back from our outside broadcast at the wonderful presentation primary school in Clonmel, and she told us all about this game that her uncle taught her that she likes to play. And it's basically beeping the horn and passionately waving at somebody on the road while shouting a name that she thinks they might be called. Like, hi, Breda! Breda, how are you? Barry! Barry! John! And then seeing what their reaction is. Now, it is actually quite funny, to be honest, because some people
were crying yeah. in the back, and it is hard to make Niall laugh, like consistently laugh, yeah. but like for about 5 minutes up that Waterford Quay yesterday, yeah. he was crying in the
it
back.
It was the mix of confusion with some people as to who is your one versus the people who are like me. If I hear a beep, I just automatically wave because the car is moving so fast, you may as well. And anyway, so we had good crack with that. But she came up with another idea for a game on this show, and she really believes in it. And me and Killian, we don't want to be negative Noels. We want to support her. So we're going to give her a chance to have a go at her game this morning and just see, because she thinks she has a special talent and an ability. So go on, do you want to try and explain this?
This was born out of a regular listener to the show, and she sends us voice notes. Mm. And I said to Niall last week that I think I know what this person looks like, what she looks like. And he said, right, describe her. And I said, she's tall and she's blonde and she's really good looking and she's a really kind of strong person. And she's got blue eyes, and like, just based on her voice, I've no idea what she looks like. I didn't see her WhatsApp profile picture. And so I think I want to put to the test the theory that if you just send me a voice note and I hear like 10 seconds of your voice, I can describe what you look like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, obviously on WhatsApp, a lot of people have a profile pic, but a lot of people have a profile pic that's not necessarily them. It can be their kids, it can be a celebrity, it can be mm-hmm. a meme and stuff like that. So in particular, we're talking about those people. If you've got a profile pic, your face, well then she's going to know what you look like.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people might be like this in a workplace where they deal with someone on the phone all the time.
And they
don't know what they look like, but you start to picture what they look like, you know?
Do you do backstories for them as well?
You can do that, yeah. I like doing backstories when I see people kind of like at the airport and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they're on a dirty fling together. He's married.
Or they're really unhappily married for years and they're just pretending that everything is okay and they're going off to Spain for 2 weeks and it's going to be a disaster. Yeah, I do that all the time. I'm not going to give you your backstory. I just want to describe
it's purely just what you look like. So Show thinks that either a voice note or a phone call with you and you talk to her, she'll be able to envisage. She has this magical skill that she can picture exactly how tall you are, what colour hair you have, facial features, that kind of thing.
And don't worry, everybody is beautiful in my eyes. Yeah. So this is a win-win situation.
So what do you need right now?
All I need you to do is text me, who am I?
Okay.
To 085-1029-103. Why are you making a face?
Well, the voice note, who am I?
Oh, sorry, voice note. Yeah, I need to hear your voice. So voice note us right now, 085-1029-103.
Maybe just a 15-20 second story about your day, your morning so far, and Show will conjure up an image of you and we'll see if she has this skill or not.
Please humour me this morning. I just need one person to prove that this is possible.
If you're a regular, someone who contacts us on a regular basis and you don't, but then we start to conjure up that image in our head of tall, blonde, thick hair, thin hair, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and like, it's like, you know, like you're our mates, so I kind of want to have an idea of how you look so I can have a better sense of you, especially as you say, when we get regular voice
notes. It's like a sixth sense you have, is it?
I think so.
Okay, so we've had a load of voice notes and we do appreciate them this morning, but we have picked Dean on his way to Tramore this morning as this is like a dummy run. You're contestant number one on our new game, Who Are Ya? Hey, Dean.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
We're good. Where are you this morning?
I'm just currently on the motorway heading down for Tramore County Waterford.
What are you doing tomorrow? Are you working or are you just having a day at the beach?
Working.
Okay.
Working, okay. Can I ask you, Dean, like, because if you listen to the show, am I a bit mad? Like, did you, but like, you sent us a voice note, so what enticed you?
I just thinking with my line of work, dealing with like clients, customers, you kind of think what they look like, and are they mad, or can I trust them? You know, you always think about that when you hear their voice. You know, it's just like, oh, is this that sounding a bit crazy? Like, am I, you know, and so just things like that. You know.
Never crazy with me. No, you're fine.
Yeah. Okay, right. So I'm going to give you maybe 20 or 30 seconds here. Here's your mystic music to get what info you need from Dean before you like to start to describe him.
Go for it. Dean. So firstly, thank you. Dean, I believe that you have quite like kind of dark brown hair. Am I right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Shana Roll here. Shana Roll.
Dean, I believe... I'm seeing facial hair, but I'm quite. It's I'm trying to figure out. Like,
I'd say stubble. Are you saying a beard? No, you saying
I'd say it's stubble. I'd say it's nearly a beard, or it's a fairly decent bit of facial hair. Would I be right?
Yes, you would be right.
Oh, jeez. Oh. What kind of facial hair do you have, Dean? How would you describe it? Is it a beard? Is it stubble?
It's kind of, it's just in the middle between a beard and stubble. Oh,
Dean, that's what I said. Yeah. That's what I said. Now, I'm thinking you're tall enough, Dean, okay?
What's enough?
I'm not great on heights. I just had to stand beside Killian there. I'd say would you be near 6 foot? Close enough?
I am bang on 6 foot.
Oh, geez. Oh my God.
Oh, no, what's going on here? This is crazy.
Yeah. No way, Dean.
Yeah, no, spot on 6 foot.
6 foot, exactly. Jeez. On the button.
I can literally see you. It's like you're in studio with me. The brown hair, the stubbly beard, 6 foot on the button.
Anything else you'd want to have a guess at?
The only thing I will say is the eye colour is, I'm not getting it, it's not coming in thick and fast to me because it's, I suppose, the facial hair and there's a lot going on there. But I'm going to say a kind of like hazily, kind of maybe, is there a little bit of green in there as well?
No, it's brown eyes.
Brown eyes.
Well, I'd say hazel.
Brown eyes blue.
Well, look, I may as well quit while I'm ahead. I feel like I've won the lottery.
Picture, by the way,
yeah,
sorry,
show me.
He does have a picture on his profile. This is Dean.
No, you have a picture.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're exactly what I thought. But you know what else, son? You're a good guy.
Yeah.
I'll leave it there. All right, you're a good fella.
Dean, I'm going to get a column mug to you. Thank you for being the first contestant on Who Are You?
Who are you?
Have a good day and tomorrow, all right?
Yeah, I will do. Thank you.
See you, Dean. Bye,
wow.
Bye bye.
Oh my God, that's spooky.
Yeah.
You've got powers.
I really love that.
Woke up this morning. Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Good morning. Wake up.
I'll beat the bomb on the way shortly. In the meantime, right over to you, Show. Come on then. It's confession time on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, so Killian was off last Thursday and Friday, and in his absence, there was a little bit of a shift in the office because we've had some work going on.
And the builders in.
Yeah.
And the painters and the electricians.
Yeah, everybody's been in. And so we've got new desks, right? And it means that Killian is going to leave his old little den, creative den. Isn't that right, Gil?
The CD, the Killian Doyle, the creative den. And leaving my pal Niall, shared so many memories and life achievements and moments in there.
Yeah, we have.
Bonded.
Yeah, I got my 1975 tickets in there and Niall by my side.
Yeah.
I spilled coffee on my jumper and Niall was there.
Yeah, a lot happened in that little room.
It did.
And so you knew, like you weren't blindsided by the fact that you knew you were going to be moving out into the open plan. And
I was told on Monday when I returned that I could move my own desk and stuff. Because I was like, I have a, you know me, Niall, I have a little model car of Red Bull's thing. I have my Dwight thing. No, a lot of little personal things, the Chili Pepper record, and I don't want anyone touching it.
Okay, so in your absence, they had allocated the new desks, and I was brought over to be shown my desk, which is actually the same position, but it's a different desk. And then we were talking about where Killian was going to go, and I went back to the desk that I was sitting at temporarily, and Megan from Beat Drive was there, and Beat Fleet Brian was there, and Jesse that works in promotions, and Aoife was there from Beat News. And I said, will I have a little bit of crack with Killian now?
Yeah.
Will I message
wind
him
up a little bit.
Just get him going, you know. So I text him, and all I said was, new desks allocated. And he replied, where am I? And I said, Jade from News, old seat. And he wrote back, why? And then he rang me. And I ignored
and
his
he
call.
He seeked clarity on the issue.
Yeah, and I did. And it used to be my old desk. And I have no kind of, I just, yeah, I had my time there.
So I was giggling away to myself and Megan was beside me. We were laughing. And he wrote back, I'm so confused. So I said, we'll send floor plan on now. And then I said, the boss said, it's best for you to be near the printer. So the floor plan basically had...
Did you just draw it out there and then?
Well, actually, Brian drew it out and it had Killian over the opposite side of,
far away from
of me, far
the
away,
messers.
but near the printer because I thought, you know, the boss wanted you near the printer. And what came back was, I can't read all of these out, but I'll just give you the general gist. He's not happy with it. And he went on a little bit of a rant.
Well, which, a lot of messages. It didn't go down well then, that news. No, you don't want to be beside the printer. What's your issue with the printer, man?
It's just, it made no sense. I was in the middle of the news team, and if I was beside show or with other presenters, we could plan, like, be breakfast for the following morning and stuff. And I just thought it would be stupid.
But is it a bit like school, that you don't want the two people who are always going to be talking to each other and making noise beside each other?
Yeah, but we need to put, like, what do you want? Me just talking over everybody at Aoife's newsroom?
Well, just in the middle of all that madness and me, like, thinking it was the funniest thing ever and the lads all laughing, Aoife turned to me from news and said, "Show, I'm so proud of you. The little bit of divilment in you." And that's all it was. I genuinely didn't mean to upset you, but I really did upset him.
On his day off.
He was disgusted with me. But the truth was, Killian's beside me. Yeah. Like, his desk is beside me.
She rang me, a video called me in the middle of the open plan. I could tell by the office. And I was real stern on the phone. I said, "Show, I don't want to talk about this, like, on loudspeaker in front of everyone." I said, "Turn me off." And then she's like, Killian, I'm only joking. So I told her to profanity and called her words she's never been called before. And I said, "I hate you," and I hung up. And then she was trying to ring me back, and I, meantime, had my friend over, Ronan. So I was like, you know what, I'm leaving it. But I was more angry,
leave her stew,
and annoyed, because not that I've been having a tough time in here, but I've been working a lot, and these 2 days off really meant something to me. And I was like, it's so nice to have 2 days off and not think about the place. And then I was fuming, and my heart rate on my new Apple Watch went up to 130, and that was not funny. And you were like, "It's only a joke." But if I had done that to you, it'd be the other way around. It'd be like, "Oh, Killian hates women."
I can see he's let it go.
"Oh, Killian's so mean."
So the anger is subsided.
Angry at all, man. Not one bit.
Well, will we get your own back on her? Can we do something?
Yeah, I'd like to. Because you deserve something. It. That was not nice on my 2 days off. I didn't want
What would you like? Would you like some inspiration? Would you like some help? Like, how can we get your own back?
She needs a forfeit. You
a
know
forfeit?
When you're playing FIFA online with your friends and they lose and then they have to do some forfeit, like post something funny on Facebook or something. But I want something extreme. I want to get my back on Shona, and I can't think of anything right now. So if you're listening right now, please help me out. What can I get Show to do? Like, it's something that, like, she doesn't embarrass easy, so we need extreme.
Yeah. Humiliate her.
I'm not angry at all.
She doesn't have any shame, though. That's the only thing.
I have to say, I should be, like, real remorseful. I just think it's so funny.
There you go.
Funny?
Oh god, there's gonna be war in here. Wait, I'm gonna pause this for now. Do you have any suggestions for us for a forfeit, maybe a humiliating task for Show, just to bring Killian's anger down a little bit and make him feel like the world is right again?
Yeah.
Really, really need good
Come
suggestions, inspiration. She's up for it. Or
top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, so Show pulled a prank on Killian when he was off and she wasn't happy and he wasn't happy, and there's still a little bit of tension in the air. So the only way to smooth this over and bring harmony back to the Beat Breakfast studio is if Show repents for her sins with some kind of forfeit or challenge. And you've been busy. You've been busy the last while. Olivia was on to us.
Killian, get her to eat like a chili or something. The Ghost Reaper of Carolina or something like that. Really, just get a spoonful of it.
Okay.
Not bad enough for Killian.
Yeah, but she likes spicy food. It's not crazy and not. Whoa, wow.
Let's fly to a few of the texts coming in. Donald was on. Make her put a euro in a jar every time she says hun for a week. You'll be millionaires by Tuesday. Also, Chris was on. Show should give up her next day off and cover Killian, seems as she ruined his day off.
I enjoy that.
Katie says bring a bit of F1 into it. Make her do a shoey. Now this is Brian, you're a vile man. Open up one of Show's desk drawers, Killian, empty it and fill it with bin juice and wait.
Can I just say we've no desk drawers anymore. They've been taken away.
Ross was on. Sorry, show in advance, but no hot water bottle for a week. Take it from her.
Yeah, and I bought you that one as well.
Oh my god!
And
I
we have
would
an
struggle.
Outdoor outside broadcast tomorrow. Yeah, you'd need it. But let's talk to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. How's things?
Good morning, lads. How's it going?
Now, we're good, and we're good now. You were obviously listening on Friday when I shared the Diet Coke scandal that is people trying to give me Coke Zero, yeah?
Yes. So I had an idea. Killian, what I'm thinking is maybe get show where it hurts with her non-negotiable. So anytime for the foreseeable future, anytime she asks for a Diet Coke, yeah, give her the Coke Zero.
Give her the Coke Zero. And watch her face drop.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a funny story?
Go on.
We were in Tesco last Wednesday and we went over. We had a long day or whatever day we had a big meeting. And I was like, I am starving. And I was like, I'm going to get like a sandwich or a wrap from the fridge for the meal deal. And she says, get me a can of Diet Coke. And I said, grand. Now, obviously, I was getting a can of Coke Zero for my own meal deal. So I put the Diet Coke behind my back and handed her the Coke Zero. And I mean to say, look, what is that? That's not Coke. Diet Coke. And I was like, I'm only joking with you. Here's your Diet Coke. She's like, why did I treat you so badly like that? And I was like, yeah, why did you? She's a nightmare sometimes.
Sarah, we just feel maybe it's not quite strong enough because she could tolerate the Coke Zero if she had to. But we do know there is a weak point when it comes to show, and a lot of people are suggesting things to do with milk. Real milk.
Definitely. Get her to down a pint of milk. That'll score, Killian.
The amount of people that have said milk on the WhatsApp. Well,
Brian was just on. He says, the way Sho hates milk, get her to take a bath in it.
And drink it.
Lads, I'm not even joking. Like this, I think I said this when I got this job. I'll do anything for you, but I won't drink milk.
Like meatloaf.
Oh my God. This is bad for me.
Somebody else has an ice bucket challenge, but with milk.
Oh!
You can see a running theme here.
You know how bad I retch. Jeez.
I think we're definitely going for milk.
I think milk is good. I love the Coke Zero thing, but I think milk is the only way because, as you said, she'd be able to handle Coke Zero, but milk, just all that white stuff covering her face.
Yeah. And if we can find some sour milk, even better.
No!
Oh, yeah. There's some up in the fridge at the moment.
No.
Okay, Sarah, listen, thank you for having the crack with us. We'll ponder that for a mo.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Wake up, wake up. It's alright. So just a quick recap. We told you about this earlier while Killian was off Thursday and Friday. Sho was in all hijinks mode and she decided to play a prank on him and tell him where his new desk layout was beside the printer. And he was a bit tick over that, but that wasn't really what he was tick. He was tick because he was trying to relax and enjoy his day off. She was texting him and ringing him and getting him all het up.
Yeah, I think he was really like not happy with the position in the office, and then to add to that load, he was off. So was off. I didn't really take that on board, but I really have to say I went back to my like school days where I was egged on by Meg, who's joined
Blame
us
Megan,
from Beat
who's over there in the corner,
and like Brian, Beatfleet Brian. They were really like kind of we were all in it together.
Mean
like
girls. No, it mean wasn't girls. Mean. That's what they were, weren't they?
It was
very mean. I mean, as I said, I had 2 days off from the place. I've been working flat out, it's as you
precious.
Know, over the past summer, and I was just enjoying time off, and then this stress on a Thursday morning. Mm. Where would you get it?
So you can see he's still very upset over it, and we learned that earlier. He's still very angry over it. So the only way to bring harmony back to the Beat Breakfast studio was to balance things out and a level playing field, and for Sho to complete a forfeit, which we put to you. And we did not realise, even though we know you well, how evil and twisted you are, because so many of you came forward with one word and one word only: milk. Milky milk. Milky moo.
Stop making it.
So Sho has a long term phobia and fear and hatred of milk, pasteurised milk. It is not her friend. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. And now I am. This is how much I love Killian, how much I love Beat Breakfast, and how I suppose sorry I am for what I did. And I cannot believe, like, of all the things that I expected to be doing, and I suppose it's because I have no shame, so you would have found it very hard to embarrass me. Instead, you decided, well, look, it was the most popular suggestion on WhatsApp. So the suggestion was that I down a pint of milk, I believe that's about.
Hold it up there to the cameras. And
I'm really worried for you. Do you want me to hold the bucket, or are you okay with it on the floor?
There's a bucket in studio as well, so I'm not going to lie. I have a terrible gag reflex, and this is the one thing.
She's a dirtier laugh to know.
At this point, seeing you doing it, I probably should feel bad and say, no, sure, you don't have to do it. But I kind of really want to see where this goes. So go on.
Okay, is there some kind of like countdown? I've should literally down it in one. This is not going to be great radio because like I'm literally going to be gulping a thing of milk, so you can talk your way through
okay.
it. But like,
okay.
Oh my God, pray for me and pray for you that I don't puke into
okay,
that bucket
five,
afterwards.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the milk, oh, it's not gone in yet. It's
all the way.
She's slugging. She's holding her belly. Oh, there's a reflex. It's okay. It's gone. It's just liquid. And well, there's a lot of milk there now, to be honest. It's a big beet water bottle full of milk. We've probably done about 5% so far. Killian, we might have to cancel throwbacks, I'd say, at this point. She's pulling faces that I didn't know she had in her.
My God, you're so evil.
I can't look at her. But she's doing a good slug. She's a good slug on her now.
Jesus, come on. It's like a pint of playing.
It'll be really good for your bones. Calcium, baby.
Calcium, them bones need.
That's the natural way. We're about 40% there, I'd say, at this point.
Come on, chug.
Oh.
Oh, don't get sick in the desk. Come on.
That was a belt.
Right, chug. Okay, I think that's enough for you.
Oh, stop belching, please.
No, you're going to get sick. I feel bad now. I feel, oh, look at her face.
Now you feel bad. No, I'm gonna. If I've said I'm gonna do something,
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry to put everyone through this morning on a Monday.
Nearly there.
Yeah. Tumbleweed.
Come on, show.
Okay, just give me
one last big slug.
Right, deep breath.
Here we go.
Okay,
down the hatch. Down the hatch, as my dad would say. Okay.
And there we go. And no. Okay, and we're nearly. Oh.
Go on, suck like you never sucked before, show.
Oh my God. Okay, sorry. This is really it. I'd say this is radio gold, lads. This is radio gold.
Okay, this is the last bit. Indigo down the hatch, as your dad says. And
one more slug. Come on, go on, go on. One more.
And it's done. Well done. It's done. How does it feel?
You might have to go to a song.
It took you 5 minutes, 32 seconds, by the way.
That was as horrendous as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
But I did it.
Do you think you got past your milk fear now?
God, no. No. It's worse.
Never want to do it again. Okay, well, you compose yourself. We'll play our player's track of the week. It's a cracker.
Oops, excuse me.
What was that? Ryan.
That was a milk burp.
Ryan Mack is back, and it's quite true. I Can't Love You Anymore, it's called.
Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.